This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
It's about 9:30 and here on, and you are listening to Manawatu People's Radio, MPR, on 999 AM. This is Catholic Radio on the fourth Sunday of Advent. During the next half hour, we will share in a radio liturgy where we will pray together, listen to and reflect on the Bible readings for the day. We will also bring you notices from around the parishes. I'm Eileen, filling in for Ebele, who is currently feeling unwell. We pray for a speedy recovery for him. Joining me in the studio to proclaim God's word today are Brother Kevin and Angela. A warm welcome to you.
Thank you.
Morning, Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen.
And a warm welcome to you, our dear listeners, this morning as well. Let's begin with the hymn titled, O Come All Ye Faithful, by John Wade, performed by the choir of Trinity College from Cambridge, conducted by Richard Marlowe. Happy listening.
Come and lay on me, O Lord, we pray.
has been our tradition, we now begin our liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel, Mary tells the angel Gabriel, "Let it be with me according to your word." For the times we have not embraced the word of God in our own lives, let us ask for pardon and mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Son of the Most High, whose kingdom is everlasting. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, true God and true man, you intercede for us at the right hand of the Father. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, Son of the humble handmaid, you came to seek the lost. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let's now listen to God's word.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. Now when David the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be prince over my people Israel, and I have been with you wherever you went, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you, David, that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish the kingdom." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And the response, "Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord."
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever, your faithfulness as firm as the heavens.
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
You said, "I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David. I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations."
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
He shall cry to me, "You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Forever I will keep my steadfast love for him, and my covenant with him will stand firm."
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. To God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed, and through the prophets' prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, give praise to God's name. I'm the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and by the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And so the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing is impossible with God." And then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our spirit of hope has been growing in intensity as the weeks of Advent have passed. In a rather paradoxical way, we have been encouraged to look forward by progressively moving back in time. We began with the final day of the Lord, then turned our attention to the mission of John the Baptist, and now we focus on the birth of the Messiah. All this, looking both to the future and to the past, serves one purpose: that we live joyfully and faithfully in the present. Such a simple thing to state, but such a challenge to achieve. It is only by God's grace that we can live in the present, free from the burden of a dead past and untroubled by fear of an unknown future. For this grace, we give thanks today. In the Gospel reading today, Mary says, "May it be done unto me according to your word." Her words issue from the center of who she is. Looking at Annunciation helps us to immensely understand how Mary listened with her heart. She seemed to know already that nothing is impossible to God. How much do you and I listen to the voice of God's promise within our hearts, which is written in our hearts too, if we let it be? Do our own words just spout out of us without reference to that unwavering love deep within? Let us ask humbly on this last day of Advent for the grace to listen and to hear. The one who promised will not fail. Our next hymn is God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, conducted by David Wilcox.
God rest you merry gentlemen.
Tuning in, it's now 9:49, just about, and you are listening to Catholic Radio on Manawatu People's Radio, MPR. Te reo irirangi o nga tangata o Manawatu. Gabriel tells Mary, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." With trust in our God's never-ending love and merciful compassion, let us place our needs before Him. And so we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. For the church, that our hearts may be an authentic dwelling place for God, and thus enable us to bring God's presence to all whom we encounter. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. For all believers, that we, like Mary, may ponder God's invitations and give our full yes to all that God asks of us, so that God's will may be fulfilled for all the human family. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are isolated and alone, particularly those who are homebound or in nursing homes, that Christ may fill their emptiness and open our hearts to reach out to them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are travelling, that God will protect them from harm, keep their travel proceeding smoothly, and help them to have a good and safe visits with family and friends. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. For peace, that the advent of the Prince of Peace may enlighten minds and hearts to resolve disputes with words and deeds of compassion, and turn human hearts from violence and domination. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. For all who have died, that the coming of Christ may open for them the eternal joy and peace of God's presence forever. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of creation, you called the Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son and our mother. Hear our prayers that, in following her example, we might also let our lives be instruments of your grace. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Now we turn to Angela and Brother Kevin for news from around the parishes.
Well, from the Cathedral Parish, the parish office will be closed for midday Friday, that was last Friday, and will reopen on Tuesday, the 23rd of January, 2024. And from St. Mary's, from the St. Vincent de Paul Society, a thank you for all your generous donations over the past year. We wish you and yours a happy Christmas and a relaxing holiday. And the St. Vinny's shop will be closed from Saturday, the 16th of December, and reopen on Tuesday, the 16th of January.
And that's all we have for you this week on Catholic Radio. We'll be back again next week at the same time here on One Over Two People's Radio. Thanks to all our listeners, and thank you, Angela and Brother Kevin, for assisting this morning.
Welcome.
Thank you, Eileen.
As we begin this week of Christmas, may we experience and share the joy that Christ brings to us and pray for peace in our world. Let's conclude our liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We will exit today with a hymn titled, For Unto Us a Child is Born, by George Frederick Handel, performed by the Academy of of St. Martin in the Fields Choir. And this is Eileen saying, Merry Christmas and Hei Kona Mai. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.